braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother tried to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask?
And that's right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot with you on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Skies Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversations. You'll be able to ask your questions, give your comments, or have a great time with our guests tonight. Tonight we are interviewing not only the founder of the Six Eyes Radio Network, but he has a special studio of his own. He operates a recording studio known as the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions, and we're going to be interviewing him about that. So how you doing tonight, Six?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Doing all right tonight. So, first off, Six, we're going to ask you, how did you come up with the name Six Eyes Music Studio Productions? You got your mic open there, Six? I lost you for
yes.
a sec.
Yes, I said, growing up in a household full of music, I went to sleep to music, I woke up to music. They allowed me to go to sleep listening to music. And when my grandmother had passed and we went over there to clean out the house, I found what was one of my father's radios. Now, this was a turn-dial radio, but this would be your first Walkman without a cassette tape. It had one earbud, and when I turned it on, the songs I remember sticking out was Fire by the Pointer Sisters, and also they followed up with He So Shy. So listening to those songs, and then later on, Christopher Cross Selling. So I was introduced to music at a very early age, to the point to where I got my record player, Fisher-Price record player, and I kept that record player forever trying to get it fixed. But I grew up around music all my life, so that's where the music came from. Six Eyes, when my brother passed, you had to have a guardian angel. So it's God's eye. I feel God's eye is big enough to watch his awe, one of his eyes, my guardian angel, which is my brother. That's two eyes. My eyes, which is four. And then you often hear old folks say, go get my eyes, where they're referring to their glasses. So that's where Six Eyes came about. So God's eye, brother's eye, my two eyes, and the glasses makes up Six Eyes.
Okay, that's really interesting. Okay, and when did originally the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions begin?
Six Eyes Music Studio Productions started in Ashtabula, believe it or not, because that's where I took care of all the paperwork to pick the names, because when you start off, you have to pick six names. So one being your least to number one being your one you would like, because there's so many different names out there, so they had to make sure you didn't have the same name. So Six Eyes, nobody had it. So that stuck. But I had Ray's Tunes, that was after my oldest nephew, a couple of other ones, but Six Eyes is the one that stuck out because, like I said, my brother getting murdered, that was my guardian angel. And he never got to see the success, you know, because, you know, when he passed in 96, you know, I was, you know, still getting my feet wet, you know, far as, you know, craft and all that. You know, so he never got to see Six Eyes form. So it's like an honor of him as well, having a guardian angel.
Right. So now the question is, okay, back then, what were you recording on? What kind of tracks and equipment did you have back then?
Man, before I got my full studio, I started out with a Sony digital mixer, a recorder, digital recorder. Then from there, I went to an IBM ThinkPad. IBM ThinkPad. I had a Ozone 25 MIDI controller, and I had an external burner, Memorex external burner. I gave all that equipment to my nephew. My oldest nephew got all that equipment. When I recorded you in Ashtabula, that was my second setup. So I've been through some equipment, brother. Believe it or not, I've been through some equipment.
Okay.
But, yeah, but that's what I was using. And when I started off, I was using a program called InTrack Studio. Then I went from there to Steinberg's Innuendo. I went from Reasons 1.0 to Fruity Loops 3, and now they're all the way up to Fruity Loops Studio. They just call it FL now, FL Studio. And there's a producer by the name of Ninth Wonder, who produces on that program as well, and he teaches at North Carolina University.
Right. And then when you were recording us, you were on the Pro Tools back then.
Yes, Pro Tools. That was Pro Tools 6.9. And now they're all the way up to 12. 12, 2020.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And... Okay, what would you like people out there, the listeners, know the most about your studio?
Well, first of all, you're going to get some great sound out of it, first of all. You're going to get a quality product. And I don't do anything, you know, it's all the way. When I record you, I treat you just like your Dolly Parton, your Stevie Wonder, just like your Jay-Z. Anybody you look up to and listen to on the radio, you're treated just the same. You know, with me, you've already made it. You know, so I don't, you know, if you're just an artist starting out, I treat you as if you already made it. And that makes it better for both of us because we know we're going for the goal of a solid project.
And knowing from our own experience of being in your studio, you're really picky.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Because you said this, and I've heard this said in a lot of other studios too, that one mistake on a recording is too many.
Yeah, and my name is on the line, so I can't put out any quality, you know, nothing that's not quality. I mean, it has to be quality or I'm not putting it out. You know, I mean, that's nope. Like going to a restaurant, and if it's a restaurant, you're supposed to get good food. I mean, the restaurant owner's not going to serve you no burnt food, so I'm not going to serve you no undercooked project.
Okay. And would you recommend, would you say that people, the better rehearsed they are, especially like if they're doing an album, would you say the better rehearsed they are, the easier the recording session?
Absolutely, because being not charged by the hour, it's best to have your stuff down, and then you're able to come in there, knock it out, and, you know, it just makes for a better recording session. I mean, when you've practiced your song, got everything down packed, how you want to sing it, you know, it just makes for a better, you know, experience for both.
And then sometimes even with, if the person already knows how they're going to do it, sometimes you may make even suggestions yourself.
Absolutely. Because the thing with the artist and producer is to bring out the best in that artist. You know, it's a marriage.
We'll be making the point on one of the songs tonight from the album that you did on us, but we'll be bringing that out a little bit later in the show. But first, okay, one of the things you do is commercials.
Yes.
Okay, and one of the commercials we've heard here on the Six Eyes Radio Network quite a bit, we're going to ask you about that. But first, let's hear it so that people can hear the actual commercial. Then we're going to ask you some questions about that.
Okay.
Several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right, so the question about that is, first off, when was that commercial put out?
I did that commercial in 2014.
Okay.
And the reason being, it was a lady trying to sue Apple. Now she was on the phone, and they have this thing called FaceTime where you can actually video, and it's like a video. And she was on there talking to her boyfriend, husband, and putting on makeup at the same time and driving. And she ended up getting into a car accident, killing an elderly man. And she turned around and tried to sue Apple because she blamed Apple. Well, Apple said, well, ma'am, you know you were driving. Why were you on the phone? So this is when they introduced the hands-free driving. You had to have a earpiece or a audio jack to put inside the car and have hands-free. So, you know, that's what she tried to do. So when that commercial came out about from that situation, you know, because you're supposed to be able to drive and, you know, be on the road safe, and if you're a pedestrian walking or on a motorbike or a regular bike, you're supposed to get to your destination safe. And I'm sure that gentleman did not wake up knowing he was going to get killed by a person that was on the phone, you know, driving and texting and such.
Okay. And what made you go that particular direction in that commercial that you went?
Well, being that I'm visually impaired, the sound effects, I do it for shock value. I could have just said, you know, hey, don't text and drive. But no, that's why I had the sound effects. I had the whole situation set up, typical people in cars listening to music, texting, not paying attention to the road. I mean, if you listen to the commercial again, you hear the horn honk, you hear everything. And the motorist ignored it, and he ended up killing himself and five other people. So when I say now they'll never make dinner because they're deceased, I won't make dinner because I'm dead. So that's the purpose of that commercial. You know?
Now, when I first heard it, when I first heard the commercial, it really shot, like you said, shock value. It was like, I never text and drive. I've never even talked on the cell phone and drive or do anything like that. But when I first heard that, it was like, whoa. Now, have you ever considered doing a commercial for drinking and driving on the same lines? I think you muted yourself again there, Six.
Yeah. I said, yeah, actually, I did do a no drinking on the it's on the board somewhere. I think it might say Labor Day or something like that. But it's on the board. And it's a little baby that's crying at the end. And I'm telling you know, hey, don't get in the car. Oh, I can handle it. I ain't drank that much. And he gets in the car, starts off driving, ends up, you know, getting to a car accident, you know, and there was a baby involved. But they both lived, you know. So I say, you know, the importance of drinking is not that important. Don't drink and drive. Yeah.
All right.
So everything I create, you're gonna hear the sound effects because I want the listeners to hear it. I want them to close their eyes and visualize the situation. So that's how I create.
Okay.
Because anybody can hear it. Anybody can hear it, but when you hear it and hear it, you feel it. So that's where that comes in at.
Okay. Now for a more modern commercial that you just did within the last year or so here, and it don't have sound effects, and I think you'll remember this one, and then we're going to ask you some questions about it.
Okay.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vestibula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2, F-O-R, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's
do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right, and with that one, Six, first question is, we know that when that was hired you out to get that one done, why did you choose the tack that you chose?
Is U-Haul open? Because that's the most popular moving company, and that's the one I've always used. So I just went with U-Haul. I mean, you got that or you got some other ones. But U-Haul is the most popular one.
Okay. And we know that Princess Nikhail is the other person in the commercial there. Why did she take the tack acting like she was not interested at first, but then near the end she's interested?
Because, unfortunately, most women don't like to pack. So, you know, hey, we got to get this stuff moved or we're going to leave it here. So, you know, make your choice. So when she visualized some of her stuff staying behind, it got her to get motivated and get up here and help.
Yeah, because she sounded like she wasn't that interested in getting blind trucking to do it, but then toward the end of the commercial, she's all right.
Uh-huh.
Because at the first, she's like, really? You know, like, you know, not like, okay. But then toward the end of the commercial, she's like, all right. So it was an interesting tack, and I was just wondering, how long did you guys have to do that commercial before you perfected it?
It was several takes. It was several takes. I said it with excitement. I went through a lot of different emotions with that commercial because I had to make it be, hey, we got this is urgent. We got to get this done. You know, so I went through. It was some different takes on that.
Okay.
So I was happy with the last one, and that's the one we went with.
Yeah, and it's the one that now that people here are here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, and I know that they have heard that, and we've even gotten some good responses from it. So we know that it's been people hearing that and getting good responses from it. So that's been a big help.
That's a blessing. I'm glad I was able to help.
So, right now we're going to pause here, Ruthie, and see who we got with us, if anybody's got any questions first, and then we'll come back with some more questions for Six.
All right, sounds good.
Now we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We got you, Sister Lila, M. Stad, Six, and me.
Okay, well, Lila, do you got any questions?
Kinda.
Okay, go ahead.
How long has the Six Eyes Radio Show been airing?
The Six Eyes Radio Network will be 10 years old on September 14th.
Well, if I don't remember by September 15th, I wish the Six Eyes Radio Show a happy birthday.
But thank you very much, Lila. Appreciate that. How you been doing?
I'm in my new apartment, but the only problem is I don't got a bed right now to sleep in.
Well, you know what? You know what? Let me say this, Lila. You have an apartment. You have a roof over your head. You have a key. You got some people that don't have that, you know, so
yeah.
One thing at a time.
Well, see, Kathy Cherry said they were getting me a bed. I spoke to the person that was coordinating it earlier today. She said she's going to call me and let me know if the lady called or not about getting the bed transferred from where it's supposed to be coming from to the apartment. But Sarah never freaking called, and I'm getting sick of Sarah. Sorry, but it's true.
Okay, well, first off, just calm down, and you got to be patient. You didn't have an apartment last week, correct?
Yeah, I mean the last couple months.
Okay, so you have to look at the fact that you have an apartment. It takes time to get your apartment furnished. It just takes time. and you'll be okay. Okay?
I got some furniture, but not a bed.
All right, but you got a couch?
I'm laying on the floor sleeping in a chair.
Okay, do you have a couch?
No, I got a chair.
You got a chair,
but
okay.
That ain't gonna be comfortable enough for me to sleep in.
Okay, well, one thing at a time, Lila, okay?
Tonight.
Okay, congratulations on the apartment.
Thank you, Barsex.
All right, just be patient. God bless. Congratulations.
Well, with the question she asked you, I'm going to kind of veer off and ask you, how long has the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions been in operation?
The Six Eyes Ready, so what's that, 18 years.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and speaking of commercials real quick, how many other types of commercials have you done? We know that you've done texting and driving and the blind trucking. Has there been other types of commercials you've done?
Yeah, Ken, I've done quite a bit of commercials. I've done commercials for the Museum of Science and Technology. I've done music, commercials for different radio stations, different businesses. Quite a good resume out there.
Okay, which would you say was the hardest commercial you ever did?
The hardest one, the no texting. Because
okay.
I had to piece all that stuff together. You know, those were separate effects. They weren't just like one thing. I mean, I had to time them, I had to space them apart. You know, so that was like one of the hardest ones. Everything else has pretty much been, you know, just reading. You know, just reading. But when it would come to the sound effects, those take the longest.
Okay, and which would you say was the easiest commercial you ever put together?
The easiest one was Burger King. Get your weapons while supplies last at all Burger King outlets. That was the easiest one.
Okay.
And believe me, every Burger King I went to, I got free Whoppers. You know, it was nothing. You know, even when the promotion ran out, you know, because they always give away free Whoppers, you know, for a period of time.
Kenny, just want to let you know that Sister Emily and Pastor Bonnet just joined us.
Okay. Well, let's see if they got any questions.
Good evening, all. How y'all doing?
Hello, sir. How you doing, Pastor Bonnet? Mm-hmm.
All right, man, I tell you, I loved it, that Burger King, a free Whopper. My, that was something there right there.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find out if they still need somebody to do a new commercial. Yeah, man, I can. Good evening, Sister Lila. and all the rest of the production team members of the Six Eyes Radio. God bless each of you. Excuse me for coming in a little late. I'm just finishing up for the evening, trying to make myself, haven't made it in the house yet. Just got in the driveway. But, Brother Six, being that you are now blind, you are, what they say, sight impaired, you know, you still have the talent to do those things. You can still, in your mind, I can imagine, I remember when I used to run sound for the church, greater community, and I will remember my soundboard settings because from different times, certain people would go up there and think they knew how to operate and would change stuff, and so I had to really memorize the craft itself, the settings and all of that, and that really kind of helped me, but, you know, what are your main challenges now when trying to operate a soundboard or just trying to do any type of production? I know, you know, you still may have the feel for it, but there has to be a certain dynamic from not being able to have that certainty of where you're setting your levels. So what kind of challenges are you having there, and what type of tools have you found to help you circumvent that?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm about to show you. Okay, so if I was doing a typical project. Okay, hold on for 1 minute. I'm doing a typical project here. Okay, you hear that?
I hear a little bit.
Okay. So if I'm mixing something or leveling something out, here it is. So it lets you know exactly where you're
mixer.
At. So it'll let you know like the parameters of what you're doing, the decibels and things.
0.5 dB.
Hear that?
1.0 dB.
I hear.
1.5 dB. Sound -0.5 dB. -1.0 dB, -2.0 dB.
Yeah, so that's how I do it. So it's just like looking at it.
Man, that's good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Does that help you? Do you find that to be a good help with just mixing a sound of production? For me, doing the masters for the services, I just had to listen, and I really didn't pay attention to levels as much as how it sounded when I was listening. Do you find that system, do it works that way for you, or what? How do you master any particular CD?
I'll give you particulars of that. Right, give me 1 minute. I'll be right with you, Kenny. Take over real quick. I'll be right back.
All right. So, what we got is an interview here with Six Eyes about his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions here. We are asking questions about his recordings, and he has been telling us about his different recordings. We've first been talking about his commercials, the Don't Text and Drive and the Blind Trucking commercial that he's done, and about some of the other commercials he's done, but we've got some other questions for him coming up about albums, as Pastor Bonnet has already started talking about albums a little bit there and controls and levels, because that's involved in doing albums, and we'll be asking him some questions based upon that. And for those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, just press the number 1, join the conversation. You can ask your questions of Six, give your comments, anything like that. We know that Six is also the founder here of the Six Eyes Radio Network. And so if you have your questions or comments, we'd appreciate hearing from you tonight. Just join right on in, and we'll have a great show. Are you back with us, Six?
I'm back. Right here.
All right. Well, Six, speaking of albums, I'm going to start with the first song off of the album that you had us do. Now, this one, I want to ask you a specific set of questions for, okay? So let's hear first the track, and then we'll come to you and ask you questions or so about it, okay?
You got me reaching in the memory bank. Okay.
I feel like God wants me to be all that He wants me to be, but others don't see that the Lord, He lives in me, just because I don't see you, doesn't
when he was talking about levels and recording and all that, that was one of the things that we had a little, you was having a little fun with when you did this original recording of that song there. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Because you were trying to get Ruth's voice to match up with mine, and you had a little fun trying to get the two levels of our voices together on that recording.
That was interesting right there.
And then the question also I had for you is, when you first heard that song, because that being my testimony, and you heard that song talk about just because I don't see you doesn't mean God can't see me, what did you first think when you first heard that song when we did it?
I said, this is a strong man right here. I said, he's still going on. And that's a good thing, because during that time I was able to see. So I was very very impressed by your strength and perseverance to keep going on with your sight loss.
Well, I do remember, though, speaking of takes, that one took, I think it was 5 or 7 takes. I forget if it was 7 or 5, but I know it was something like that.
Yeah, I don't think y'all liked me when we made that for God, dog, how long, many times we got to do it? I've done it. I said, well, Rupee, I said, it's not going out until I'm happy with it. Now, if you need to go home and get dinner and come back, we can do that. Yeah.
In making tracks, or in doing certain masters for people, what kind of challenges have you had not with the sound itself, but how do you, in that case, when you were trying to get them to understand that their levels wasn't equaling up, what were some of the tools you used in trying to get them to understand what you was trying to do?
I think I used a seesaw as an example or a scale. And I said y'all vocals have to kind of blend. You know, I said I can't have one overpowering the other. You know, so I actually showed Ruthie the sliders of what I was talking about, so she kind of understood it.
Okay.
You know, because when you record somebody, even before any processing, and that's effects. So before any effects is put on the recording, it's recorded in its rawest form. So then,
that's
you
right.
know, add all the bells and whistles afterwards. Now that's after the talent is gone. Now,
uh-huh.
if anything, before they leave and they want to have a reference to go home with, I'll level it out. But it has no processing, so it don't have the bells and whistles on it. It's just a cheese pizza. So
When
they come back, they got the deluxe, you know, the extra sauce, extra cheese, extra mushrooms. They got all that once we get the project finished. But I do let them leave with a cheese pizza. You know, and when I say that, that's a reference of what they just did. So I will level it out.
Okay, that was pretty good. I think one of the tools that I used, I was trying to get a choir to understand that, you know, they had different vocalists that was asking for more sound in their mic because we were doing a live recording.
So it depends on what channel you have them on. So, you know, you have your mics color coordinated, and then the ones that want more power, you can use orange. You can use orange. You can use yellow, you know, for power. You know, I mean, to represent the power. So, you know, if you got channel 5 and 6, you know, for the male singer and the female singer, you know, that you can turn that channel up and give them, you know, more gain. Excuse me for 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. So.
All right.
That was some pretty interesting thing. And having run a studio a little bit myself, I know what he's talking about when you have those, and also like in church where they have the sound boards where you got multiple lines coming in.
Yeah, those are different channels.
Hello, Pastor Matt Hill, Missionary Ken.
Hey,
how you doing,
Emily?
Trying to
God
be good
bless
over here.
Well, hey, we just
hey,
not hearing you, so that means you're doing
bad.
Pretty good. Yeah, I mean you're doing pretty good.
As long as I'm trying and I'm not being too bad, and when I'm on mute, I'm okay.
That's right. We ain't got to email you no switch.
No. I don't want a big brother who sits over there after my honey either. I don't want no switch from brother six, and I sure in the world don't want the wood chip from mama six.
So,
well. You know what I'm saying, Missionary Kent, they say seeing is believing. And I found out that with sound, hearing is believing or understanding. And so one particular time in a little chaos. They wasn't listening to the instructions that I was giving. So I started recording, and when they finished that song and was getting ready to prepare, because this was the rehearsal, they were getting ready for the next song, going over it. I played it back to them and allowed them to hear what they sound like raw. And they started looking up and looking around and said, "What is that?" And I simply responded, "That's you all. That's what y'all sound like." And so from that point on, me and the choir director had no more problem. When I began to share stuff with them, they knew, he know what he's talking about. And so they felt in line for as helping sync things together for the live recordings. Uh-huh. And so that was when, that was my particular tool. And that's why I was asking Six the thing, you know, how he, what kind of tools did he try to get people to work with him better and stuff like that. Because you got all, in every craft, you got all kinds of challenges and different things. So for one reason or another. So I just wanted to kind of share that with him. Sometimes, you know, when you know, sometimes when people can't see what you're talking about, you have to let them hear for themselves. And then when it comes down to this particular craft, and that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you back with us, Six?
I'm right here.
Okay. Now, we got another track that we want to do off of that album, and I'm going to ask you to tell us why you had us at the end of this song. You had Ruthie add this, that last little "so glad" on the track. When normally when we first did it, the first time we recorded it without it, and then you said, no, I think you need to, you told Ruth, "Hey, no, you need to add that extra 'so glad' into it," and that's how we ended up doing the song. So I'm going to play it for you and see if you remember this one, Sex.
Okay.
Didn't have have much money, but she gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, as far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you have done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, but in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I'm almost here. There were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. I am so glad you gave.
So glad.
And there you have it. So, Six, why did you have Ruthie add that so glad at the end of that?
Well, in the world, so many people, they celebrate sports figures. They celebrate, you know, sporting events, concerts. They scream, they yell. But nobody gives gratitude. So that was giving gratitude to the Lord, thanking him.
Okay. And then also during that song, you noticed the part where I said there would be tears in your eyes, et cetera. And it, I had those tears in my voice. You was the one that kind of encouraged me to do it that way, to go that route.
Yeah. Because, again, the shock value, when you make music, you want people to feel it. So you want them to feel the emotion. You know, so that's...
And I remember we did that about four times when we did that, but finally got a good track down, and everybody was happy. And
and I wanted Ruthie, she never did it, but I wanted her to take it up. I wanted her to take up the last phrase and take it up, but she didn't understand what I was saying. You know, this is like the finale of the song, you know, take it up, you know, two notes going up. Thank you. You know, but she just sung it the way she sung it, but it was a good song.
You wanted her to take it up in key or take it up in volume?
In key.
Yeah. Yeah, I take the key up. Yeah. Yes. That would have been good. That would have been real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that point. That would have kind of climaxed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd been real nice.
Well, now that we've kind of covered commercials and we've covered albums, now for the thing that would be the most difficult for a person who's legally blind to do in recording studio is video.
Uh-huh.
Now, we understand that you just finished a project for Tim Gruber with a video.
Uh-huh.
So tell us a little bit about that project.
Well, I have the equipment here for the video, if people want to do video. But I also have to have a set of eyes, so I had to hire out my team to facilitate that because they had the eyes. So certain cues, the title of the project, all that, you know, had to be synced up with the music. You know, that's the easy part because all you got to do is know the timestamp. But when it came to, you know, the editing part, that's where the eyes had to come in and to play.
Okay.
So team for that. I can do a lot of things, but I would be Superman if I'm editing videos like that.
Yeah.
I know my limitations.
Yeah. That you wouldn't be Superman, you'd be peeking. And that we would say, you know, you'll be peeking. And peeking from where, I don't know, but you're peeking. You know what I'm saying? Don't look. You will be peeking. Yeah, that if you was able to do video, that will be peeking.
Yeah, so when videos come into play, I have a team of people that works with me and putting the videos together.
That's real good, though.
Yeah, the music, the making of the music, the making of the recording for the album, I got no problem with that. I do that myself. But when it comes to anything visual, as far as video, got a team for that.
That's good, though, that they work with you in syncing that all together.
Yes, sir.
Now,
one question.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor Bonnet, and then I'm going to ask another question.
Yeah. I made a comment about, you know, hearing is believing. Would you say, since the loss of your sight, that your sound, your hearing, would you say that has perfected you a little bit more in your mastering?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I couldn't understand it it's weird actually. When I had sight I didn't hear as good as I hear now.
All right.
So, you know, it is true. When you lose a sense, your other sense are heightened. So, yeah, my hearing is great.
Man, so I imagine that do help you with your mastering a lot better now because you're tuned to hear more sound than you were paying attention to before without the sight.
Yeah.
I mean, with the sight, right?
Yes, yes. You'd be correct.
Yeah, that is amazing. That was my question, Ken. Go ahead.
All right. Now, knowing that the Jumbo Braille program is geared also to those with inconveniences, or as we call them, disadvantages, disabilities, okay, six, I'm going to start with those that have mobility challenges, okay? Say somebody has a mobility challenge in a wheelchair. They want to get inside to your studio. Do you have accessibility so they can get inside your studio?
Yes, I have an elevator that they can take.
Okay.
Don't worry about steps or a ramp. It takes them where they need to go. And
All right. Good. And then when they get in there, do you have the ability to get the microphone to where they are?
To their level? Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the next question, have you ever recorded somebody in a wheelchair?
Not yet. But if one comes across, I'll be able to facilitate. Like I said, I'll be able to adjust the mic to their setting, and they have a music stand where they can put their sheet.
Okay. And then, now, here's one for you. Those that happen to have hearing impairments, okay? Like, say, for videos like we were just talking about, do you have any way of making, like, closed captioning on videos?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Pro Tools.
Okay. And then here comes a real challenging one for you. Have you ever done any what they call descriptive videos for the blind?
No, I haven't. I would like to, but no, I haven't tackled that task yet.
What is that, Mr. King?
Okay, what a descriptive video is, it's where they've got a written thing of they describe what's going on the screen. Like, okay.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Like, Charles Ingalls punches so-and-so. Okay?
Yeah. I wasn't following it at first. I missed it. Yeah, that's on my
That's
TV.
Why it's called descriptive video.
Yeah.
They're describing what's on the video.
Yeah, that's a feature on my TVs at the house it'll talk to you as you move the cursor around on the TV, letting you know what you're doing, and then when it tunes into a program, it'll let you know the name of the program, station, and then it'll talk to you and give you, as you walk down the steps, and it'll give you the description. If they're talking, you still hear what's going on, but then there's another voice describing the scenery. Which is
right.
Kind of amazing.
That's what we're talking about during the actual video. It's describing what's going on.
That's amazing.
Like you said, the person's descending the stairs. Okay.
Yeah.
And then as we were just talking about Six, you know that I've been in your studio as a blind person myself. What accommodations and how do you work it when you have a blind person in your studio?
Well, and I know my studio, you hold on to my shoulder. I take you where you need to go. I show you where the bucket is for the toilet. I'm joking. I show you where the facilities are for the restroom. I show you where the fridge is if you want to get a Coke or a bag of chips. And I show you where we're going to be mainly recording. So I give you the layout of how everything is.
Okay.
Ask Six about that one question you were going to ask him about.
You knew that I was headed that direction. Okay. For people with mental challenges, or in this case, it may be slow, Six, okay, let's use Emily as an example because that's where she's at, okay? She, say she has a bunch of pictures, okay? Like maybe a couple hundred couple, maybe even 1,000 or whatever. Say they're already scanned onto the computer, onto a thumb drive, okay? Mm-hmm. And they were sent to you. And then she had a bunch of different songs that she already likes, and whether she either sends you the songs or if you pull them up via the internet or whatever, and she tells you the order she wants them played. Have you ever done a video like that where it shows the pictures turning like in a book?
No, that would be a first, but she's talking about scrapbook. I think she's talking about storytime scrapbook. There is a feature for that. I haven't done one of those yet, but yeah, you can put like the title of the book, and then it'll open up. You have the music sync to it, and it turns the page. I haven't done one of those yet. But I know.
Well,
I know
she was just kind of curious with all her artwork. What would you charge for a project like that?
For Emily, get a good price. She'll get a good price.
All right, Em, you hear that? Well, he'll talk back to you about that later. You get a good price on it. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And I will never charge her the public price. She'll get the family discount.
All right.
Okay, big bro.
Now, here's one for you, speaking of big recordings. Have you ever actually worked with churches there, Six?
No, I have not. Have not worked with churches.
You know, like either doing video or audio recordings for a church?
No.
Like maybe done a commercial for a church or something like that?
Not as of yet.
Ooh, have you ever thought of going in that direction sometime?
Well, I mean, I know a very prominent pastor in the Tennessee area, so if that is needed, then that'll be my first church.
Well, right now, I think he's deciding before he gets on video, he wants to try the Malachi 2:3 facial treatment.
Yeah, but he's Malachi.
He wants to try the Malachi 2:3 beauty treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kenny, I think both Six and Pastor Bonnet would want to try that one.
Amen.
But you better read Malachi 2:3 to be sure you really want to try it.
That's why I said nothing.
Malachi. Oh, I'm thinking. What is Malachi? What is that?
The last book of the Old Testament.
Amen.
You have to get that verse out for him, Pastor Bonnet, read it to him so he'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, Malachi 2:3.
Right.
If I read it in the New Living, it would read like, I will punish your descendants and spatter your faces with the with the manna from your festival sacrifices, and I will throw you on the manure pile.
I don't want no
that, That's the modern English. If I'd have read it in the King James, it'd have been a little probably harder.
What? Read the King James for him so he know what I'm talking about.
I got the King James right now.
The King James. Okay, you read the King James.
It says, "Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your palm feast, and one shall take you away with it."
Oh, no, I'm not walking.
No.
Like I said,
that's why I said both Pastor Bonnet and Brother Six both want to try the Malachi 2:3 facial beauty treatment.
No, I need no beauty treatment. I leave that for all those that love cucumbers on their face and avocado on their skin. That's for you all.
Pastor Bonnet.
Y'all have fun with that.
Pastor Bonnet.
Yes, ma'am.
I know who all wants to try the Malachi 2:3 facial beauty treatment.
I don't know nobody.
That's you, Sister Bonnet, your brother, and Brother Six.
I tell you what, if this wasn't a Christian-based show, I tell you.
Hey, Brother Six. She took it to the playground.
Oh yeah.
You know, back on the playground, that's when we say you, your mama, your greasy, you know.
That's what she
now,
did.
Man. What's up?
Hey, but Sister Bonnet ain't on here to catch on to what I'm doing, so I think I'm safe there.
Man, well, Sister Bonnet been called you on your phone and said, "What the baby?
Could you imagine Sister Bonnet if she would have been on here tonight and heard me make that comment?
I'm trying to tell you, her and Six would have been twins.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
As they roast you on their Weber grill.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Maybe Missionary Ken wants to try the Malachi 2:3 beauty treatment.
Well, Ken would have given them the charcoal. You know, Ken would have just handed them some more charcoal so that the fire get turned up on you even more. You know, that's Ken. You know, he's the master instigator. He would have been the charcoal to that barbecue.
Let me tell you what Ken would say. M, now you know I don't normally want to say this, but M, excuse my French, but don't you ever.
I know. Hey, Missionary Ken, I know who wants to try it. Sister Ruth.
How you going, man?
Emily. Reel it back. You know, sometimes when you're fishing, your string is too far out. Bring it back in.
That's for sure.
Bring it back in. Matter of fact, roll that one all the way back up and recast.
Yep. We are definitely having fun here on the Jumbo Braille program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program that can be felt
on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey, yeah. Kenny.
She gonna feel them hooks as they go back and stick her.
Hey, Kenny, I know
Where's my laptop? I need to send an email. Where's my laptop? Kenny, I know who else would
want to try that one.
Email. I got to send a special to delivery in Ohio.
Hey, Ken.
Up on the
desk. Yeah.
I know who else would want to try the Malachi 2-3 facial beauty treatment.
Okay.
Because I don't hear on here tonight. A beautiful princess.
Now see. Now see, Pastor Bonnet. Now, I don't think you want to mess with princess.
I told her to wheel it back in.
Yeah, because princess finds out I'm rising her. She going to give me good.
Yeah. You're going into a private bubble, and the rest of your conversation is going to be off the air. And you're going to come back not chewing bubble gum, but feeling like hubble bubble.
Take it up there. You wouldn't make it.
Well, I'll be honest tonight, Pastor Bonnet. I was up all night last night. And I ain't been to sleep yet, so I think I'm getting a little slap happy.
It shows.
Yeah. Somebody give her some sake.
Somebody give her some milk and cookies.
Yeah, milk and cookies,
what
I think it's laying down.
Yeah.
What was that about milk and cookies?
You just eat your milk and cookies and go to sleep now.
Yeah, give her some milk and lemon cookies.
But if I drink milk with cookies, that would just make me a little bit more hyper. And I don't think my neighbor this year would really want to put up with me getting that hyper. No.
I can show you the world.
And when going to sleep, she told a great joke on the Six Eyes Radio Network Jumbo program. Now it's time for her to go to sleep.
Let your heart. I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantasy.
I bought that tape when it came out.
No one to tell us no, where to go, see where.
So, question for you, Six. Do you have any upcoming new projects?
Yes, keep those ears clean.
So, in your studio, do you have any new projects coming up?
Yes, I do. Keep those ears clean.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Let me let you hear a little snippet.
That would be an awful funny project to do in the recording studio, don't you know, Six?
You're going to give us a selfie.
All right.
I have said it again.
Thank you.
And six, when are you scheduled to release that video for Tim Gruber onto YouTube? Because we know that he was said that that's supposed to end up on YouTube, and you were supposed to release it on YouTube.
Well, that it's going to take 8 hours to upload that video to YouTube, and they're pulling down content. So I don't know how he's going to get around that. But that video is not only did it not fit on a 32-gig hard drive, but I had to get a hard drive for it to put on there.
What?
That video is 8 hours long.
How long?
8 hours.
Wow. Yeah, that's the size of two
and he DVDs, and he got that for a steal. Because had I known that was gonna be 8 hours of work.
Yeah, 8 hours of content on a DVD. That's only designed to hold, 4.7 gigs?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is. So he actually has a hard drive coming to him. Yeah,
but he's going to have to release that in parts. YouTube has a limitation of how much content that you can load up on one setting.
Right. Yeah.
So that's going to have to have that's going to have to be broke up into it may be broke up into about 10 parts.
Yeah. Now, what will be good is when he goes traveling, when he goes to Jerusalem, plug that up to a projection system, and have like an event, talking about the content on the hard drive. Now that would be good, if he did like events like that.
Those have to be series. Anytime you get, you're talking about 10 hours. That's quite a bit of content. If you're going to do most seminars are broken up in parts, even with those that are designed to be training sections that may be designed to be 4 hours, 6 hours long. They divide the content up in parts. You may have one session have two parts to it because you have to allow the mind of the people that's trying to learn the material. You got to allow opportunity for the mind to have that reset so that they can retain. And then you have to cut it off, give it a break, and then restart. Otherwise, the content it'll be very little remembered from the content.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be broken up. But it's a good thing is he got it on a hard drive and people can go back and redo it, re-listen, re-watch the content. So that way, if they're learning whatever being taught, whatever being said, they can gravitate to it,
Right.
And then also by doing it in sections like that, doing it in parts, it helps people go back to a section of it
for as a learning, you know. So, like, if it's broke up, let's just say for the sake of argument, let's say it's broken up, the 10 hours is broken up into five sections, and each section have 4 points in it. Then that time mark on the video will give them where this content is, where that content is, and so on. And it allow the people to follow along a whole lot better. So.
All right. Yep. Well, with all this good information now, there's something that we definitely got to get covered. Six, would you give the listeners not only your location, where you're located, your studio, but how they can get in contact with you and some basic kind of prices of what you charge for different things?
Prices are subject to change, so I never throw out prices. You can call 216-245-9657. Let me know what type of project you have, and then we'll go from there as far as pricing. That's 216-245-9657, the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions. Thank you.
Okay, and where are you located, just so the people know where the studio is at?
Berlin.
Okay. And one other question, just in case they have to say they had to have extended time in recording, like more than one day or so, is there accommodations nearby, like motels or whatever?
I do have hotels I can refer them to.
Okay.
That's good.
So any further stuff would you like the listeners to know about your studio there, Six? That we haven't covered.
You will get a solid project, which you can share with the world, the Six Eyes Music Studio Productions, home of the Platinum Ears, Tracks and Sounds. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Does any of our listeners left have any other questions that I haven't covered?
No questions. I just want to make a remark, something that all of you may would like to know. That tomorrow is the 6th of August, and that is Lady Bonnet's birthday.
Right now?
On Sunday, Pastor Calhoun's birthday, so that's my brother. So my wife's birthday is Friday, and my brother's is Sunday. So just kind of throwing that out. Happy birthday to them.
Yes.
And I will resound that again on Sunday.
Absolutely. And you know what? So her and Mama Six, they are very close, close in birthdays.
When Mama Six on?
On the 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, hers is on the 10th. Then my sister's is on the 17th. And my brother's is on the 31st.
My godmother's on is the 31st.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Shoot. We got a bunch of birthdays coming around. My nephew, my sister-in-law, mine be in September. So we got birthdays after birthdays.
Yes, that's excellent. And one thing I want to leave with the listeners, No matter your challenge, you know, whatever it is, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. So if you're going to pick can, you can. If you're going to believe you can't, you can't. So it's all about which C you pick, C-A-N or C-A-N apostrophe T. So it's all about which you want to pick. I pick the first. I let nothing stop me. I keep going. And you don't let anything stop you. I mean, where I lose my sight, I haven't lost my vision. And God, he's my navigator. ourselves. That's what I want to leave with the listeners. You can do it. All you have to do is put your mind to it. You don't let sight loss stop you. You don't let mobility stop you. If he wakes you up, half the battle is won.
All right. And next week, we just want to remind all the listeners, next week, Pastor Bonnet himself gets in the hot seat as we ask him about his church, his ministry, and that kind of fun stuff, as well as him being with the Six Eyes Radio Network on Motivational Monday. So you guys will want to check that out next Thursday here on the Jumbo Braille program and see what he how he handles the hot seat next Thursday. So, and I can say this as far as the Six Eyes Radio Network as well as the Six Eyes Music Studio production, he, even though he's picky, he will get you to your ultimate goal. If you believe that you can do it, he'll help you to get there.
Alexa, play Andre Crouch.
Enjoy it, you guys. I'm going to fix this for dinner now. God bless all of you. Thank you for letting me be a part of the program tonight.
Oh, you mean next week, Ken, we get to roast Pastor Bonnet?
Oh, yeah.
Pastor, don't leave yet. Now, next Thursday, our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Little Andre Crouch for you. Find all things about the Pastor Bonnet next Thursday on the Jumbo Braille program.
So all alone. But in my lonely hour, get those questions. Lonely hour. Jesus let me know that I was his own.
So, that's right.
And I say that through it all.
Through it all.
Ooh, I'm trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that.
Thank you. So, all right. Well, we had a great show, and we're going to let Six give us a last few remarks here as we get ready to leave out tonight, and we hope to catch you tomorrow night on the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, 9 p.m. here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Six, we're going to let you close us out with the last few remarks.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure. Thanks for the interview. I hope I answered everyone's questions, and look forward to working with you in the near future. Take care of yourself. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your night. And remember, put God first in all that you do. Good night.
Night, everyone.
Continue to wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Good night.
Good night. Enjoy
good night,
that
everybody.
All right. God bless.